This is Tom Rowe with a WGXC News update. Go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you might hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, Facebook posts, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Casey Seiler in Capital Confidential reports that State Senator George Amador, Republican from Rotterdam, spoke to the media just before entering the chamber for his first session on Wednesday, January 7th. Former Assemblyman represents Greene County and parts of Ulster and Albany counties in the 46th Senate District.
So what are your thoughts on your first day?
I'm ecstatic, and it's great. I think the constituents of the 46th Senate District have spoken, and I'm glad to go to work for them today.
I wanted to get your reaction to Chris Gibson's announcement yesterday that he's not going to go for four, and that he is in fact interested in potentially running statewide in 2018. I know that he was a big supporter of yours during the Senate race.
Yeah, you know, Congressman Gibson, man of his word, have integrity. Character. He self-imposed term limits on himself very early on, and he stuck to it, and I commend him for that. He is a huge asset to the state of New York and the constituents that he has served. He has fought not only on the battlefields for our freedoms and liberties and respecting of our Constitution, but also in the halls of Congress. So he's done a tremendous job, and I hope that he just doesn't go off into the sunset, but he continues to be the asset that he is for us all.
What are the issues that you're going to be concentrating on in your first session, even in the opening months, whether it's in terms of committee assignments or that kind of thing?
Cost of living, the state of New York. Mm-hmm. It's just too high. We all love New York. We just can't afford New York, whether it's taxes, energy costs, whether it's health insurance costs, and the list goes on. We have to do better. We have to reduce our cost of living. Our seniors, our veterans, our hardworking, struggling families out there, and also our educational system needs to be addressed in a way that we're fostering vocational education experiences at a young age so that they are career-ready coming out of high school and college-ready. So those are my priorities.
What does it mean? This is, of course, your first day in an active Senate where not only are you a senator, but you're also a member of the majority conference, which is something that, of course, you didn't enjoy in the Assembly. What's that like?
We're going to see. I have not experienced it yet, but, it's a matter of getting things done. Mm-hmm. And whether I'm in the minority or the majority, you always put people first and the constituents. And so I just look forward to serving the 46th Senate District to the best of my ability.
Thanks a lot.
That was State Senator George Amador speaking on his first day in the State Senate in Albany, Wednesday, January 7th, recorded by Casey Seiler in Capital Confidential. Jim Plank reports in the Daily Mail that after 3 years of work, the Leeds Jefferson Heights Sewer District now officially exists. In a unanimous vote Tuesday, January 6th, the Catskill Town Board approved a resolution legally establishing the district. The board was cleared to take action after project approval was granted by the Office of the State Comptroller. Also on Tuesday, the board adopted a resolution to bond the project with a cap set at $11.1 million. With passage of the two resolutions, the Catskill Town Board has effectively given the project a green light to move forward with construction once the final design details have been worked out. You can read the full story in the Daily Mail. This is Tom Rowe reporting for WGXC.